This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
So I've always had this fascination with, like, trick houses. You know, ones with secret passageways and bookshelves that hide safes and whatever. And Murphy beds kind of play into that. You know, the beds that kind of just pull down from the wall.
Right.
But I was chatting with Stacy about this week, and she pointed me to Murphy baths. Did you know that was a thing?
I have never heard of those. I do remember that you love the word Murphy, so I'm not surprised that you're talking about this. But so were they popular?
Yeah, I mean, enough that there were a few variations. So she pointed me to this 1895 Montgomery Ward catalog, and it had this thing called a folding bathtub that was in a wardrobe, and it could just fold out. And of course, that wasn't the only one. During the same era, this company called Brushke and Rick. You know Brushke and Rick, right?
Of course, right.
They made this bathtub sofa combination, which I desperately want now. Like, there was a water tank under the sofa, and unfortunately the sofa is sometimes caught on fire, so it didn't last long. But it did make me think, since National Bathtub Party Day is this week, we have to talk about some bathtub facts. So why don't we dive in?
Hey there, podcast listeners. Welcome to Part-Time Genius. I'm Will Pearson, and as always, I'm joined by my good friend Mangesh Hattikader. And the man on the other side of the soundproof glass isn't Tristan. I don't know how our listeners are going to handle this, but you're in luck today, guys, because Tristan might be out celebrating National Bathtub Party Day with 24 hours in his bathtub, but we have another brilliant producer with us today. We've got Ramsey in the booth instead.
Hey there, Ramsey. He's waving back.
Good, good. And of course, we've got our pal Gabe on the phone joining us as well. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Pretty well. All right. So for listeners out there, we're recording this on December the 5th in honor of National Bathtub Day. Now, I know what you're all thinking. Isn't October 7th Bathtub Day? But actually, that's only in England, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but even if you're in England, you can still get in the bath on other days, I think.
I think that's the case, but all right, well, let's get to the bathtub fact. So, Mango, you kicked us off with a Murphy bath fact, and it's a pretty good one, and I'm proud of you for being able to get the word Murphy in again. So, Gabe, what do you have for us first?
So I'm going to tell you a little bit about rubber duckies. The concept of a rubber duck actually goes back over 200 years, and those early duck models, they were solid cast rubber, which meant they were way too heavy to actually float. And this is because they weren't originally meant to be tub toys. They were chew toys. And so the ones that we know of that actually float, those are made of vinyl. And they didn't come along until the 40s. An artist named Peter Genine, he's credited with making the first floating rubber duck. He was an artist who made animal sculptures, but they weren't selling so well. So to create some cash flow, he later miniaturized some of his pieces and had them made into toys. And obviously the most popular one was the rubber duck. And more than 50 million of them have been sold to date.
$50 million.
I like the idea of being known as the guy that started the floating rubber duck. I mean, it's, you know what? Like, after you finished your life, that just feels like something. So that's a good first fact, Gabe. Good job on that one. Now, speaking of being known for things, I want to talk about a family that's known for something very different today than what they started out doing, and that's the Jacuzzi brothers. So I don't know if you knew this, but they actually started out by making airplanes. They had opened up a shop in the Bay Area and invented things like the Jacuzzi toothpick propeller, and also created the first airplane that was designed with an enclosed cabin. Now, sadly, after an airplane crash in one of their test flights, they decided to shift directions and started creating things very different from that. Had other inventions, including water pumps, and that's actually what led to the invention that we know of today. They developed this hydrotherapy system that was actually meant to help one of their relatives who had juvenile arthritis. And they started mass marketing this product and then got a big break in the 60s when their product was featured on the TV game show Queen for a Day. And so that's why we know the Jacuzzi brothers for what they've done. All right, Mango, let's go on to the second round. What do you have for us?
So have you heard about these oil baths in Azerbaijan? Apparently, they're like this age-old tradition there, and you can go to a health spa and soak in a unique grade of warm crude oil. Supposedly, the oil helps, quote, heal more than 70 diseases, including neurological diseases, skin conditions, and impotence. And I'm not sure why, but impotence is always thrown on this list of things that you can cure with nonsense remedies. But
so many things cure it. Yeah, that's pretty great. I can't say that I have heard of these oil baths in Azerbaijan, but I can't say that I can even say Azerbaijan correctly, apparently. But that's pretty good. All right, well, I've got another one here. Speaking of baths and cures for things, apparently obesity might be one of these things. So actually, some studies have shown that taking a hot bath might be almost as good for you as exercising. And there have been several studies to look at this. And so they were looking at blood sugar control and blood sugar levels as well as calories burned. One of the studies compared an hour-long bath versus an hour of cycling, which may seem ridiculous. And of course, an hour of cycling did result in more calories burned. However, an hour-long bath resulted in about as many calories burned as about, you know, maybe like a half-hour walk. It was 140 calories. And then when they compared the blood sugar levels after the hour of cycling and then eating versus taking a bath and then eating later, they actually found that the peak blood sugar levels was a little bit lower in those that just took the hot bath. And so this has led to a lot more research in this area of what's called passive heating, you know, rather than the type of exercise and active sweating that you think of with other ways of either losing weight or exercising. So it's interesting to see what's going on in this area. So I'm planning to incorporate this into my exercise routine going forward.
I like that.
All right. Gabe, what do you have for your next fact?
Well, so I actually have more to tell you about rubber ducks, if that's all right.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's the time that they helped scientists understand water currents. So in 1992, 28,000 rubber ducks were dumped into the North Pacific Ocean. This was when a cargo ship accidentally dropped the container that they were in. And the ducks spent more than a decade traveling the seas. They washed up on shores from everywhere from Alaska to Hawaii to Scotland. And they were sighted as late as the mid-2000s. But there was an upside to this. Researchers were able to use the ducks to study water currents and, you know, how long it takes for objects to travel from ocean to ocean.
That's pretty great. And Gabe, I'm proud of you for being able to come up with two rubber ducky facts. All right. Well, my last fact of the day here, I do have to put one bathtub rumor to rest here. And this is a sad one because it's one we've heard many times before. And this is about President William Howard Taft. Apparently, he didn't actually get stuck in a bathtub. He did have this giant bathtub installed in the White House a couple of weeks into his presidency, and it was about 7 feet long, 41 inches wide. There's actually a couple of photos of it that you can find. There's one with four men sitting comfortably inside the tub. So, you know, a tub of that size, even at 350 pounds, he probably wouldn't have gotten stuck in it. So you have to wonder, like, where did this rumor get started? And it was actually started by Irwin Hoover, who was the White House butler at the time, actually the White House butler for 42 years. And in his biography, Hoover wrote that Taft would, quote, stick in the tub and would require assistance to get out each time. And so I think that's probably where it came from. People did have a lot of fun reporting on this bathtub, but there are really no reports of him actually getting lodged in the tub, sadly.
That is sad.
All right, Mango, what's your last fact of the day?
So I don't want Gabe to have the last word on rubber duckies. And Will knows I love Ernie and Sesame Street, and I particularly love that song, You Gotta Put Down the Ducky If You Want to Play the Saxophone. You know, they made two videos.
He sings it nonstop.
Yeah, they made two different videos for it. But did you know that the original Rubber Ducky song that Ernie sang, Rubber Ducky, You're the One, was done in 1970, and it actually hit number 16 on the Billboard charts. Isn't that insane? And
that is unbelievable.
Also, in the original video, it wasn't done with a blue background, like a bath in front of a blue background. It was actually Ernie in the middle of his living room. And I guess he moved the bathtub to the bathroom after some home renovations in the second season of Sesame Street. But that's just something to think about.
Wow. All right. Well, you got to say the name Murphy and talk about this song that you've always loved. So that's going to be tough to top. But Gabe, you get to go last. You get one more fact. You got something. I'm hoping this one's probably unrelated to rubber duckies.
Well, actually, at the risk of seeming a little obsessed, I'm going to go ahead and take the final word on rubber ducks here. I just have to tell you about the world's largest rubber duck. This was from 2007, when a toy-loving Dutch artist named Florentijn Hoffman, he created a 100-foot-tall rubber duck for an art installation, and then he kind of released it into the wild, and it's actually been floating all around the world ever since. It's strapped to a giant pontoon and guided by a computer in its head, and this massive duck, it just sails from port to port, spreading cheer and probably a little bit of confusion, too, wherever it goes. And the artist behind the duck, he says it's meant to remind us that, quote, when we are living on one planet, all global waters become your bathtub.
Wow. So this almost turned into an episode on 9 things about rubber ducks. I'm not sure how I didn't get the memo on this, but Gabe, just for the courage in sharing 3 facts on rubber ducks, I feel like maybe you deserve the trophy. Mango, what do you think?
Yeah, that was a bold move, Gabe. I'm going to give it to you.
Well, as long as it's a rubber duck, I accept.
So that's it for today's episode. Now, we've heard from so many listeners with ideas for future 9 Things episodes, and we love hearing from you. So if you want to reach out to us with any ideas for those, you can always email us. That's parttimegenius@howstuffworks.com. You can also call our 24/7 fact hotline. That's 1-844-PT-GENIUS, or hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. We'll be back with a full-length episode tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.